Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. North Korea abandons its vision for a united Korea. Then a team helps gospel booklets finally make it to remote villages in Peru. We'll tell you what's happening and how you can get involved in just a few moments. But first, threats and postures of intimidation are fairly common from North Korea, but this time, the hermit nation is throwing weight behind its words. North Korea recently blew up parts of roads and rail lines connecting to South Korea and built blockades. Eric Foley with the Voice of the Martyrs Korea says,
"This is a real change in relationships between North and South Korea. Since the inception of the countries and the end of the Korean War, North Korea has always had as its stated goal the reunification of the Korean Peninsula under North Korean leadership, the leadership of the Kim family. But now North Korea has changed that goal. It no longer wants to reunite with South Korea."
At the same time, North Korea has sent troops to Russia, possibly to fight in Ukraine. With the potential for North Korean troops to come back to combat experience, it's significantly straining relations with South Korea. Despite the rising pressure, Foley says there are souls at stake.
"The word of God is not bound. And so God still finds ways to reach ordinary North Korean people through radio broadcasts like ours, which air four times a day, and through the Bibles that we send by land, sea, and air, where we send 40,000 Bibles a year. Pray against a spirit of fear, both on the part of the ordinary people of North and South Korean people, the governments of those two countries, as well as Christians."
Next, Indonesia's new president was sworn into office last Sunday. Christians are wondering if the new administration will come to their defense if needed. They make up just 11% of Indonesia's majority Muslim population. Juserti Purbo with A3 says there are different levels of persecution that believers experience.
"Commonly, we face opposition from non-believers because they believe that we are in the wrong way. So they try to convince us that our way is wrong way."
The degree of social and legal pressure and physical persecution varies depending on the region. Purba says their first move needs to be Christ-like love, a godly life, and relationship building. He says in many cases, people have actually asked why Christians aren't responding with hate.
"That is the door open for us to say what we do because we have love in Jesus, and we want to show to them that Jesus also loved them."
Learn more in the full story at our website. But for now, join Indonesia's believers in praying for deeper godliness and a winsome witness to God's love.
"We have some prayer meeting and we pray together for the unbelievers. And we hope that one day the door is open for us to preach the good news."
Finally, it takes a village not only to raise a child, but also to bring the gospel, well, to a village. This story comes from Peru, where World Missionary Press recently delivered 2 million Gospel Center booklets to a pastor eager to spread them. Helen Williams with WMP says it was a Peruvian woman living in a different country who connected them.
"She sent us a list of 10 pastors in Peru that needed literature, and she was willing to work to get the container in.
One of them was Pastor Lopez, who lives in the South.
He was telling us about all of these unreached small villages and small towns that were just kind of out of the way. So we just sent him a container. He got a 40-foot container, which is 2 million booklets. And she helped him get it in, import it."
Pastor Lopez detailed how many boxes went to which cities and which pastors.
"One of the videos that they sent had a picture of children with our booklet, The Way to God, which was written for children in Spanish. And the caption is, 'Nothing like this had ever entered their village.'
Pray for these booklets to reach people whose hearts are ready to receive Christ, and take to your own heart this message of hope.
God is really moving in the world. Just keep praying and trust in the Lord that He's going to honor His word as it's shared. So be encouraged."
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Transworld Radio is offering a free devotional called Making Waves, TWR's journey to reach the world for Christ through media. Connecting partners, media, and you, we hope it'll embolden God's calling in your own life. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.